Welcome back. So good to see you. In this lesson, you're going to learn all about how to craft an arts integrated assessment that is valid and reliable every time. Now, this is a shorter lesson, but I think it will be one of the most helpful for you. Here is what we're going to cover. How to connect your assessments with your standards, choosing the right assessment type and task for your purpose, and the one crucial step for determining your assessment criteria. Writing your assessments is a five-step process. The first thing you need to do is choose two aligned standards for your lesson. This is part of the lesson design process that we talked about earlier, but it's also tied directly into your assessment process because without those aligned standards, you don't even know what to assess. Remember to consider the verbs for each standard and the best arts area for a natural connection. Those verbs are really important because they tell you the cognitive demand that is being asked of the student. Are they applying their knowledge? Are they describing a process? Are they creating something new? Each of these verbs, apply, describe, and create, require a different task or type of assessment. One way to ensure that your assessment is going to work is to ask yourself what students should know and be able to do by the end of the lesson in both content areas. Then you can create a task that helps to measure that. Step two in this process is to pick your assessment type and task. You always want to select the type of assessment first and then the task. This sounds like common sense, right? But you'd be surprised at how many people skip right over considering the type of assessment they should use and instead just go straight into assigning the task. Don't fall into this easy trap. By selecting the type of assessment you want to use first, diagnostic, formative, or summative, you're being intentional about why you're assessing the selected standards and how you want to do that in a meaningful way. Now, once you've chosen the type, the task is simply the means or the what to get there. Remember to consider what assessment type and task will best provide your students with the opportunity to show their learning from the lesson. Also, think about the mix of traditional and authentic assessment types and how you might weave them in the best times during the lesson. Step number three is determining the criteria in your assessment. Now, this might just be my favorite step in this process, which I realize makes me a total nerd, but hey, we all have our quirks, right? Now that you've considered your standards and selected the type and task that you want to use to measure those standards, now it's time to write the assessment task. Now, whether it's a performance task, a product, a rubric, a checklist, or any other kind of measure, there's one universal way to ensure it's the best assessment possible. Be smart. The criteria questions or task should be specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and time sensitive. A high quality assessment has all five of these components. For example, if you're creating a rubric, what specific criteria are you looking for? Are those criteria measurable? How will you measure them in a non-biased way? Are those criteria actionable? Do they make sense to the project or process you're assessing? Are the criteria realistic to the project or process that you've asked students to create or demonstrate? And is there a specific amount of time in which to complete the assessment? When designing your assessment, ask yourself what a good performance on this assessment looks like. What characteristics should you see or hear? These definitely get woven into your criteria. Now, I know this sounds simple or almost too obvious. And I promise you that while this sounds simple, it is the one component where you will struggle the most. And that's because you already know what the outcome looks like in your mind. But describing that in a way that is clear on an assessment for others is often way more challenging because it requires much more detail than you originally thought. Take your time with this step to make sure that you get it right. Just keep it smart and you'll be fine. Step four is to put it all together. Using the standards, type, task, and criteria that you determine to create your assessment. Now, whether that's an exit ticket, a rubric, or something in between, create an assessment that measures student growth in both selected standards. Remember, you can either create a single assessment that measures both standards, or you can create a separate assessment for each of the standards you've selected. The point is to design something that best provides an opportunity for a student to show their growth in the standards you've chosen to focus upon. Now, when you're done designing your assessment, step back and ask yourself if the assessment reflects all of your decisions in steps 1 through 3. Step 5 is the final part of this process. This is your results step. Now, if you're designing a summative assessment, you're looking at the results to help you determine the overall learning that happened in the lesson. To determine how well your students did overall, you're going to want to establish a cut score or a benchmark. This is the minimum level you want students to perform at on your assessment for the lesson. I always like to add this into my finished assessment so that I know what the goal is for the lesson prior to ever teaching it. So, for example, if my summative assessment is worth 100 points, I would establish 70% as my cut score. That's the minimum level where I want students to perform on that assessment. Now, what if they don't make that score? Well, then you go back and either reteach the content that was missed or review the assessment together for gaps and allow students to ask questions on pieces that they didn't understand. However, this is a final assessment of learning on the topic for that lesson. For a formative or a diagnostic assessment, you'll use the assessment results to determine what students need to improve upon as you move through the lesson and what feedback they need in order to go to that next level. Again, these are active learning measurements. So these results help to inform the progression of your lesson in real time. Here's the big idea I want you to take away from this lesson. Don't overcomplicate your assessment design. Keep it simple. This will help to ensure that your assessments are right and tight to the standards you chose for your integrated lesson. Now, before you go today, be sure to download your worksheet. It's just a simple one-pager that will help you remember this assessment design process and help you stay on track when creating your own arts integration assessments. Wonderful work today, and I can't wait to see you for our last lesson of this sprint.